Welcome to the Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Eddie Hott. So glad you've joined me today. I believe this is January the 4th, and we are continuing our theme of asking, what can we, the people of God, expect in 2022? What does this new year hold for us? You know, there's a theme that has emerged, I believe with all my heart, by the Spirit of God, that God is calling us to be joyous overcomers. That there are going to be things, there are going to be challenges, there are going to be difficulties that we will face in the coming year. But you see, the difference in us as God's people and people out there that don't know Christ, we are not vulnerable. We are not subject to this present world. We have one living in us who has already overcome this present world. As it says, as Paul said in Colossians 1:26, Christ in you, the hope of glory. And because Christ is in us and he's sharing his overcoming life and blessing with us, we can be joyous overcomers, which Jesus called us to in John 16:33, when he said, not too long before he ascended into heaven, but he said to his disciples, and he says to his modern disciples today, in the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. That means be happy, be upbeat, be joyous. Be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. And because he's overcome the world, he is now sharing his overcoming life and power with his people. That's why John said in 1 John 4:4, greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. And so in this coming year, we're going to see both. We're going to see difficulties. We're going to see challenges. We're going to go through some trials and tribulations. But on the other hand, because we're the people of God, we're also going to see God break through into our lives. We're going to see new and fresh displays of his goodness, of his power, and his provision. We're going to see God do marvelous things in 2022 simply because he is God. And so we must not allow the difficulties, when we go through the difficulty and we go through the challenge, we must not allow those to cause our spirits and our hearts to become crestfallen and to become despondent and fall into despair and hopelessness. No, we keep our eyes upon Jesus, knowing that he is the greater one and that he has already overcome this world, and he is sharing his overcoming life and power with us, and he's lifting us up above the shadows and causing us to be joyous overcomers. Hallelujah. Now today I want to share a particular scripture of Paul. Man, you think about Paul. Think of Paul, what he went through. Read in the book of Acts. It seems that he is continually, mobs are rising up against him, and he has to flee for his life from different cities. Some places he is apprehended and he's beaten. He's jailed. He's stoned and left for dead. It's amazing. But yet, even from prison, from Paul's prison epistles, his prison epistles are Philippians, Colossians, Ephesians, and Philemon. He writes to those on the outside, and it's in those epistles he's writing from prison that he exhorts them to have joy, to be joyous. And he tells them to rejoice in the Lord. See, Paul was a joyous overcomer. Why? Because he was living in fellowship with the great overcomer who had already overcome the world, and Paul was a joyous overcomer. Now, I want to share his principle that he shares with us in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 and 8. Well, no, let's read verses 8 and 9. We want to stay very focused. And in verse 8 of 2 Corinthians chapter 12, he says, concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord three times that it might depart from me. Now, what is this thing that he's referring to, that he pleaded with the Lord that I might depart from him? Well, look at the verse above, and it's what he calls a thorn in the flesh. Now, there have been all kinds of theories through the centuries of what Paul's thorn in the flesh was. That's not our purpose here today, to discuss Paul's thorn in the flesh. Just know that it was something. We really don't know what it is, because he doesn't spell it out, other than to say it was a messenger of Satan sent to buffet him. So we don't know specifically, intimately, in detail what it was. We know it was something that was not pleasant and that he would like to be rid of. And he said, I sought the Lord 3 times that it might depart from me. And the Lord said back to Paul, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Now, this is a powerful principle showing us how we can be a joyous overcomer. Now, one thing I want to point out, God said to Paul when he pleaded with him, Lord, would you remove this thing from my life? And he said, Paul, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Now, the word strength there is the Greek word dunamis, that in almost every other place in the New Testament, it is translated as power. Dunamis, it's the word from which we get dynamo and dynamite. It is the word that is translated power in Acts 1 and 8, where Jesus said, you shall receive dunamis, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. So literally, God said to Paul, Paul, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Now, the word perfect there is the Greek word teleos, and it means the end or the maximum, the destination, as far as you can go. We could say the goal. And so here's my translation. I believe it's a very accurate literal translation, that God said to Paul, Paul, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is maximized in weakness. In other words, in your weakness. Paul, this is a debilitating situation. It's a situation I know you would like to be free from. But Paul, here's what I believe God is saying. But Paul, in this situation, you are having to rely on me. You are having to look to me, Paul. You don't have anything else you can lean on, Paul. You're having to lean hard on me. And Paul, my power is maximized in your weakness, because you're having to look to me and lean on me with all that is within you, Paul. And in your weakness, my power, Paul, is being maximized. Oh, my friends, when God is looking for someone to do a job, he doesn't look for someone who feels that they've got life by the tail, that they're in control of life and they've got it together. And their response would be, yeah, Lord, I was wondering when you're going to realize I'm the one. Yeah, Lord, I'll take care of that. I knew you'd finally come and get me, Lord. No. No, God doesn't look for that kind of human self-sufficiency. He looks for the person who says, oh my Lord, how could I ever do that, oh God? Man, I'm going to have to lean hard on the Lord to ever do it. Lord, I could never do that. And the Lord says, yeah, you're right. You can't do that. But if you will obey me and lean hard on me, my power will be maximized in your weakness. And Paul goes on and says, he says, therefore, most gladly will I rather boast in my infirmities. Infirmities means weakness. Not talking about sicknesses, talking about weakness. He says that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Now, he's not talking about wallowing in a poor me, having a pity party and wallowing in a poor me attitude. No, he's talking about having integrity. He's talking about admitting how much he needs God, how needy he is in his own humanity. As Jesus said one time, and I think it might be Matthew chapter 5, verse 3, not sure about that, but it's somewhere in there. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Here's my translation of that. Blessed are those who realize how much they need God, for theirs is the kingdom and the power of heaven. Paul, you've got this debilitating. You've got this trial. You've got this weakness. But Paul, my grace is sufficient for you. And Paul, as you continue to lean hard on me and look to me, Paul, in your weakness, you're going to see my power reach its zenith. You're going to see my power maximized in ways you could never have imagined, Paul. As you lean hard on me, Paul says, oh, therefore, I'm not going to run from my weakness. I'm not going to try to cover them over with a very impressive sounding profile on my website or on my Facebook page. No, I will let the world know how much I need God. So that, he said, the power of Christ will overshadow me and rest upon me. Oh, my friends, in this coming year, you're going to face some challenges and some difficulties. You're going to go through some trials and tribulations. But God is there with you. And in the midst of your trial and tribulation, lean hard on Him. Oh, just go ahead and admit how much you need Him. And in your weakness, you're going to find God's power being maximized. And you're going to see God come through and perform acts of power and provision like we never thought possible. Because this year, you and I are going to become joyous overcomers. Because in the midst of our difficulties and trials, we're going to lean hard on Him, and we're going to trust in that overcoming life and power that He has put within us. And as we lean hard on Him and keep our eyes on Him, His power is going to be maximized in us through our human weaknesses. I'm Eddie Hyatt. I'm so glad you've joined me today. Hey, we went a little longer today, but we're going to continue this theme tomorrow, talking about what can we expect in this coming year. Hey, I'll see you then. God bless.